You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And welcome, everybody, to today's exciting episode.
I'm king of the world. Paint me like one of your French girls, pirate.
Okay. It was her hands.
Well, they're the only two quotes I know because I've never seen the film Titanic.
Have you not?
Never seen it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I've seen clips of it, like when he's hanging on a door or something and she won't... No, she's on a door.
Oh, at the end where, everything's sunk and he's just
spoiler
like...
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler? Crikey, it's like 20 years old or more.
No, I was going to watch that tonight.
Go for it, mate. Fill your boots. It's a little bit of a treat for you.
I saw a meme saying that there was plenty of room that she could have let him on.
He tries to get on, but then it starts sinking and he just hangs on to the side at the end and then freezes and...
Yeah,
I won't spoil.
I mean, no, I'm never going to watch it.
It's already spoiled, really, isn't it? But if you don't know that only one of them survives, then, I'll leave that up to you to find out which one it was.
Yeah, it's based on a true story.
Kind of, yeah.
Or was it true?
Oh.
Who knows?
Who knows? Davy Jones collected his payment there, didn't he?
We're going to get into that. That's the main story for today is we're going to cover...
Ghost ships.
No ghost ships.
No?
No. Well, we had quite a lot of good feedback about the coincidence, string of fate.
Episode. Oh, yeah, we did. We had a lot of comments on that.
Yeah, we did. It was really engaging. I think a lot of people have experienced similar things.
Yeah, I think a lot of people believe in fate as well.
Yeah, so I thought I'd tell a little story of fate and coincidence, which will then also go into the main subject of the whole Titanic conspiracies.
Oh, right.
How did it actually happen?
Did Jack Dawson really win a ticket by playing poker?
Again, I've never seen the film, so I will take your word
for it. Well, a thousand other people out there have seen the film, and they'll know what I mean by that.
Fair enough, yeah. So the coincidences I want to go into, this is possibly the most insane one I came across. And I did fact check it, and from all accounts, it does seem true. So,
well, let's get into it then.
Have you heard of the story of Hugh Williams?
No.
Okay. Right.
Unless somebody suggested it on our Discord or something, and I've forgotten about it.
I don't know.
That's because you never go on the Discord. It's always me that responds to everyone.
Yeah, I'm scared of social media.
Yeah, Mr. Technophobe.
I don't like technology. I'm just a simple farmer who likes the countryside. And I just keep myself to myself. That's what I like. I don't like all that social media stuff.
All right.
Okay. I'll go on there.
I'll remind you of that next time I see your barrage of photographs on Instagram of your latest holiday.
Well, yeah, that's different though, isn't it? Holiday pics are acceptable.
They are, I suppose. I never take them.
No, it's always the missus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same. If anything, just leave me be. I just want to be by the pool, getting a tan, drinking a pina colada.
Just yeah, and then she's always like, oh, should we take a selfie together? And you're like,
yeah,
go on then.
Yeah,
yeah, false smile.
She already said, she was like, oh, are you going to take lots of photos for me on holiday? And I was like, well, that kind of defeats the object of a holiday because you just want to relax and chill.
Yeah, and get away from all that stuff.
Like, yeah, yeah, but not for...
It's that FOMO, isn't it? That fear of missing out. You know, everybody's got to put their holiday pics on Instagram so that they all look like they're billionaires living the lifestyle. Yeah. And yeah.
And I've even told my missus to her face, I've said, the problem with you is you like perfection. Because she's a Virgo, and I will take...
Please do not bring star signs into this podcast, Josh.
No, it's true. It's true. And the reason I'm saying this is because her and all of her siblings are all Virgos, and they all have, like, very similar traits. Like, really? Very similar. Yeah.
They're all born in the same month.
2 months. Yeah. Two,
yeah, the same...
Pretty few, much well, 4 weeks time.
Sort
yeah,
of time.
Within yeah. that... Yeah, within the same 4 weeks. Yeah, nuts. What were her parents up to at that certain
yeah,
time?
Yeah, they had a busy time at a certain time of year. What was that, their anniversary or something?
Maybe. but no, I'll take like 200 photos and she'll go, oh, I don't like any of them. Or she'll go, this one is okay.
That's the way to do it though. I found that the best thing to do is not take photos at all. Take video and then just scrub through it and find the screenshot that you want.
Ah, that's not a bad idea.
Honestly, mate, it works every time.
I'll try that. Mm. So Hugh Williams.
Top tip, yeah. Hugh Williams. A life hack, as they call it nowadays.
Ah, yes. So, December 5th, 1664, off the coast of Wales in the Menai Strait, a ship crashed and sunk, killing all 81 passengers except one.
Ah, Hugh Williams. Yeah, very Welsh name that, Hugh Williams.
So on the same date of December 5th, but over 100 years later in 1785, another ship sunk in the same exact spot off the coast of Wales in the Menai Strait. Once again, there was only one survivor and his name was...
Hugh Williams?
Hugh Williams.
Oh, yep. That is interesting. Okay.
August 5th. So, still running on the theme of the 5th.
All right.
August 5th, 1820, another ship sank and only survivor again was called...
Hugh Williams.
Hugh Williams. August 19th, 1889, a coal barge sank in the same spot on the Menai Strait near off the coast of Wales. But this time, there was two survivors.
One of them was Hugh Williams.
Both of them called Hugh
really?
Williams.
Really? Never?
Yep.
Never?
Yep, and that is true from all accounts from what I could see online.
That is nuts, isn't it? So if you want to go paddling your canoe out in the Menai Strait.
Menai Strait.
Off the coast of Wales, make sure you've changed your name by deed poll to Hugh Williams and you'll be fine.
But before we move on from Hugh Williams, mm-hmm. I will ask you a quick question. Is it possible, because this theory has come up, right. Is it possible that this could be evidence of an actual time traveler going back to try and fix something, and it is actually the same Hugh Williams?
Oh, now that is interesting, but how can two of the same time traveler be on the same boat and survive?
Well, one of them could have been. Well, that's...
Did they look like twins?
Different timelines. How do we know? Well, I mean, it's so long ago, we'll never know.
Well, no, we won't ever know.
But if there was an argument for time traveller...
That's a good one. It is a good one. I want to see a photo of all these Hugh Williamses, though.
Yeah, I don't know when a camera was invented. Was it around in 1664?
Probably not in 1664, no. Probably at the last one they could have done.
Yeah.
1889.
But that is the one question that follows that Hugh Williams story. Is it a time traveller that was going back to change the past? Or is it just one big coincidence?
That's a good one. I like it. Mm. What do you think at home? Write in paranormality.uk@gmail.com.
Yeah. And speaking of shipwrecks,
Do you have a shipwreck story for us by any chance?
I have the biggest shipwreck story of all time, apart from the Black Pearl.
I know what it is. It's the Futurama episode where they spill oil over the penguins.
No, that is a good episode. Futurama was very underrated, I think, sometimes. No, we're going to talk about the conspiracy of the Titanic. There's a few conspiracies.
Okay.
There's not just one. Everyone thinks there's just one conspiracy, but there's a few conspiracies in there. So I'll give you a little brief paragraph on a little bit of facts and history, I suppose, to give people an idea.
Oh, you mean the Titanic was real?
Oh, it was, yeah. Okay. Or some people call it the Titanic.
The Titanic. You call it the Titanic.
I used to, yeah.
I don't. Never heard anybody else call it that.
It just sounds funny, doesn't it? The Titanic.
How many Titanics do you have?
I did actually think it was...
Tickled your Titanics lately?
Oh, no, I'm not doing that tongue twister. Already off the gate, I'm like, no, I can't do that. How many Titanics can you tickle? That's hard enough to say. I actually thought it was the Olympus.
Could you time your Titanic tickles?
No, it's too much. My brain can't deal with that. I'm not tickled.
How many times could you time your Titanic?
No, we don't tickle Titanics. We tickle teats around here.
Okay.
That's our catchphrase.
Fair enough.
Well,
you have tickled my teats, so milk me, Josh. Well, milk me.
I'm about to milk you. I'm going to get on my hands and knees, and I'm going to milk you, pirate, because...
Fair play.
This story... Well, first of all, I thought it was the Olympus. It's not. It's the Olympic.
I thought it was the Olympia.
No.
Okay.
Just the Olympic.
The Olympic.
So the ships were sister ships. I don't really know what that means.
It means they were built by the same specification.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
The same architect had designed both of them to be pretty much identical.
Well, would you like to know what the architect's names were?
One of them was in the film, and I can't remember what his name was now. But yeah, go for it. Why not?
So the ships were both created by the same engineers, who were Alexander Carlyle and Thomas Wolfe.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
From the Harland and Wolfe shipyard in Belfast.
Yes, 15,000 Irishmen built the ship, don't you know?
Hell yeah. So the ships were built by Harland and Wolfe for the White Star Line, which I looked it up. It's a British shipping cargo company.
Yeah.
And also
probably still around today.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. The Olympic was ordered in 1907, and it cost $7.5 million.
Wow.
So that was the more expensive ship.
Yeah.
And the Titanic was ordered in 1908, and it was $1.5
million. Oh, they shaved some corners off that one then, didn't they? No wonder it sank.
And while we're talking...
We just literally found the reason why it sank.
They cut corners.
They cut $6 million off of it. £6 million off of it. There you go.
Yeah, and...
Steel was too thin.
That comes into it. One of the other facts, which I didn't write down because I remembered it, was the average cost of a ticket for the Titanic, the voyage that they went on.
It was in shillings and pence, probably.
Probably, yeah. Two rabbit's feet and a monkey brain, I don't know. And a knitted cloth from your grandma. I have no idea. But it was £400 back then.
Back then?
Back then.
Oh, not in today's money.
No, in today's money, that would be 12 grand.
12 grand?
12,000 pounds.
Yeah, I suppose cruise ships do cost a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah.
That's why only old people go on cruises.
Yeah. Although a cruise does actually appeal to me.
It kind of does to me as well these days. I actually wouldn't mind it. I think it'd be all right.
I think it'd be good value for money as well.
I don't know about that. I think they're very sales orientated on cruise ships. It's not like going to an all-inclusive resort in Spain where you get your meals and drinks for free because you've already paid for it. Cruise ships, it's like, yeah, you can come in here and have this gourmet meal. It's going to cost you 120 quid. Oh, don't forget to tip the waiter, and all that sort of thing. Oh, why don't you go and get yourself a spa while you're here? Oh, you could use our special, this is Titanic spa blend shampoo. You could take it home with you. That's just another 200 quid. That's kind of what it's like. That's why I think a lot of people don't bother with cruises, is because it's so much cheaper to just go to a Spanish resort or, you know, whatever, Turkey.
Yeah, yeah. If it was all-inclusive, I'd get on a cruise.
I don't think there's many that are. Because, I've often thought the same thing. It'd be awesome to go on a cruise, but they just literally are money buckets.
Well, I like the idea of them going into docks and then, like, you get to see a bit of this country, a bit of that country.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Because you could easily just tick off so many countries just from one cruise.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
So, let's get into it.
Okay, so...
Do you remember the date, without looking, on which the Titanic allegedly hit an iceberg and allegedly hit the bottom
without
of the floor?
Looking, no.
April 14th,
1912. I might have been able to come up with a year, but I wasn't quick enough. So, yeah, fair enough.
Well, I'm about to tell you what happened. And then
I know what happened. Leonardo DiCaprio was in the pub having a game of poker, and he won the game of poker, won the ticket, him and his mate, ran over to the Titanic, and the guy was like, "Ah, we're putting it on the boards, mate." And he was like, "No, I'm an American. I've got a ticket. Here, look." Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Okay, then." And that's it. They got on board. Titanic went, and off they went.
That doesn't sound like Leo, because there was no under 25-year-olds in that story. I'm wondering when they...
It is a conspiracy. It is. Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Kate Winslet under 25 at that point?
She must have been over. Because he didn't seem very interested in her.
Yeah,
he's got that weird age thing.
Did take at least 45 minutes before he was like, yeah.
Yeah. No offense to Leo. No offense to Leo. He's a great actor. But it's crazy to me that this has been going on for literal years. And it's only just in like the last year since the whole P. Diddy thing that people are like, that is a bit weird, isn't it? How all of his girlfriends have been under 25 and he's 50. Yeah, that's a bit strange, isn't it? Ooh, a bit of a red flag, isn't it? I'm like, it's been going on for like 20 years.
In fairness, like, for someone who is such a big actor, he hasn't actually got that many films on his list. He is very particular. He only takes on like one film every like 2, 3, 4 years. He doesn't do a massive amount of them.
He's not doing everything, is he?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, there are certain actors and actresses that just get on board everything.
Yeah.
Them again?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're another one! They're on everything.
Anyway, not about Leo, about Titanic.
For those people like me that haven't seen the movie Titanic and also aren't touched up with their history lessons, maybe you didn't learn it in school, here we go. The Titanic collided with an iceberg, damaging the hull's plates below the waterline on the starboard side, causing the front compartments to flood. The ship then sank 2 hours and 40 minutes later with approximately 1,496 fatalities as a result of drowning or hypothermia. Since then, many conspiracy theories have been suggested regarding the disaster. These theories are still debated and refuted by experts to this day.
Yes, it's definitely a conspiracy. I reckon it was a Russian torpedo.
I don't know. About the Russians...
I have no basis for this.
The Russians have always been a bit shady as well. DiCaprio, is that a Russian name?
It sounds more Italian to me, but the Italians are quite shady. So it could have been an Italian torpedo. I'm just putting it out there.
Let's not insult every country today.
Well, the iceberg theory is fairly... it's quite solid, actually, isn't it?
The iceberg theory?
Yeah. Icebergs are solid. They would rip a hole in the side of your hull.
Yeah.
If you hit them hard enough.
There was also a little theory that I didn't write down that it was something called like sheet ice or... Pack ice, that's right. It. Rather than an iceberg.
No, I think it was just a roaming iceberg, to be fair.
Yeah. And there was also another rumour that... I didn't write these rumours down, as you can tell. That the captain actually went off course for some reason. But I couldn't really find much detail on it. That was just a rumour.
I heard a rumour, not that he went off course, but that he ordered the ship to literally increase its speed and maintain its speed, even though it was nighttime, and yeah, icebergs are known in the North Atlantic at mm-hmm. that time of year, and he just wanted to set a record or something like that for the Atlantic crossing.
Well, he certainly caused a record that won't be forgotten.
He got in the Guinness Book of Records, I think. Not for what he planned to.
No. So the first mild conspiracy, I'll obviously work up to the juicy ones, the fire in the coal bunker rumour. Have you heard this conspiracy?
No, this was not on the film.
Imagine that.
This must have been while Jack was drawing the heart of the ocean on naked on the chaise longue.
There was a fire.
Oh, I'm feeling quite hot, Jack.
Feels like there's a fire somewhere on there. The claim states that a fire began in one of the Titanic's coal bunkers approximately 10 days prior to the ship's departure.
Oh.
And continued to burn for several days into the voyage.
You wouldn't have thought they'd have let it out of the port.
No.
If there was an uncontrollable fire there, would you?
Fires occurred frequently on board steamships due to spontaneous combustion of coal. The fire could have exacerbated the effects of the iceberg collision. So that's just one theory.
Yeah. Oh, itchy bug eyes on that one. I don't know.
Skeptical hippo eyes.
Yeah, that's the one. couldn't remember what you called it.
Did you say hypnotic bug eyes?
Itchy bug eyes.
Itchy bug eyes. Yeah, that'll do. She was giving me the itchy bug eye.
I was drawing her heart of the ocean.
Another theory, the switch. You've heard about the switch?
The switch.
The Olympic and Titanic.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, this is like the main theory, isn't it?
I'm actually about to treat you to an even bigger theory.
Oh, okay. But the switch being the Olympic was the sister ship, but they mm-hmm. wanted to decommission it. And they were meant to be like a whole bunch of rich people.
That's the
get out of my head, pirate.
That's the main.
Oh, sorry. They're mixed. So I'll let you carry on.
They're two separate conspiracy theories that do link.
Okay. I'll let you go on then.
The sister ships were owned by J.P. Morgan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's obviously the big banker guy. Yeah. The Olympic was old and rusty and had an accident the year before the Titanic set sail, which left it borderline unusable. The Olympic was uninsured, but the Titanic was insured. The theory suggests the switch, like J.P. Morgan, switched the names and the colours of the two ships. It said that it was actually the Olympic, not the Titanic, that sunk on the voyage from England to New York. So that is the...
You just realised your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
The theory yes. summed up.
I have heard it, and my sister and her husband, several months ago now, when they wanted us to cover this particular conspiracy theory, they'd seen some kind of documentary on the TV, and they swore to me that if you know, they send like little probes down to
anus. No. Oh, to the seabed. Yeah,
the Titanic.
I'm just used to probes and anus being in the same sentence.
I don't know why.
Alias.
But yeah, you got this little probe that goes down under the sea, and it looks about, and it's got torches on it, so you can actually see and everything. Yeah. And they were absolutely convinced that you can see in the embossed metalwork the name Olympic rather than Titanic.
Okay.
And that Titanic had just been painted over the top of this embossed metalwork saying Olympic. So I don't know. I've never seen it myself.
I just had an image of, like, you know when you mess up a word like I've done there, where like someone's painted...
just paint out Tippex.
Yeah, but you can clearly see...
yeah, what was there before. Yeah. And they claim that it was evident on this... documentary. I've not seen it myself. I don't claim to have seen any pictures of it, but it's just something that I heard.
I have got something towards the end in the section where I debunk what I can as to prove that wouldn't be the case.
Fair enough, yeah. Okay, well, let's step on to the rich people then, because as far as I know, this was all part of the same conspiracy.
Why would J.P. Morgan do this, I hear you say, Pirate?
Why would J.P. Morgan do this, Josh?
I'm glad you asked, Pirate. Because J.P. Morgan and some of his friends were behind starting the creation of the Federal Reserve, which is basically...
The gold.
The gold, yeah. An institution that Morgan greatly benefited from.
Ah, yes, he would do, yeah.
And another rumour, no concrete evidence for this, but there was a rumour that J.P. Morgan was working with the Rothschilds as part of this conspiracy.
Okay, yeah.
So we all know the Rothschilds are very, very rich.
And they probably own quite a decent amount of the Federal Reserve, yeah.
Because they've got
banks everywhere, don't they? But the actual Bank of America and the Bank of England and all don't actually own any of the gold that are in the banks.
No, they don't.
It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. But yeah.
The whole system's messed up, man.
Well, it does make sense when you dive into banking and stuff, but we're not a banking podcast, so we're not going into that right now.
It is something to do with every country has a certain amount of gold, though, isn't it? But
it's about your GDP, because nowadays money used to be that you had to have money that actually represented the amount of gold that you've got.
Yes,
but when gold changed hands, money changed hands and stuff, countries realized that they didn't have enough money for everybody to just have it, you know, and for it to circulate if it represented gold.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So they did this other system where money it's worth something because the government say it's worth something rather than because it actually represents gold. And then if a country does get into national debt or whatever and can't pay it, as long as it's got gold to back that up, it's fine.
I'm with you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't actually own the gold. Like, the Bank of England doesn't own the gold that's in the Bank of England, just in case the Bank of England crashes. Like, all that gold, if the Bank of England owned it, could be taken off to pay the debt. Whereas if they don't own it, that gold isn't forfeitable.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Sorry, that's complete...
No, but it does go in... It goes in with, like... When you talk about money, it does go with the Rothschilds and J.P. Morgan. And it does go into this bit, so it does make sense. So J.P. Morgan invited his rival tycoons, Jacob Astor, Benjamin Guggenheim, and Isidore Strauss aboard the Titanic along with himself and his friends for the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah! Let's get some... Yeah! Trip of a lifetime, everybody!
However,
Astor,
Guggenheim and Strauss were against the idea of the Federal Reserve and strongly opposed. So coincidentally, J.P. Morgan and his friends cancelled at the last minute to go aboard the Titanic of the Voyage of a Lifetime, while Astor, Guggenheim and Strauss all perished in the accident.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So people were saying that part of the conspiracy is... They were set up to be whacked, killed.
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah. And how better to do that on a ship that has insurance rather than the uninsured one that they were meant to be on.
But how could J.P. Morgan plan for an iceberg, I hear you say, pirate?
He doesn't need to. There's enough of them floating around in North Atlantic.
How could J.P. Morgan plan for an iceberg?
How could J.P. Morgan plan for an iceberg?
He didn't.
Oh. If only I'd have thought of that. That would have been getting in your head, though, wouldn't it?
He couldn't plan for an iceberg. But what he could plan was a controlled demolition.
Ah, yes. So yes, put some explosive barrels in the front of the ship and say, hey, everybody, we just hit an iceberg.
Boom.
Boom. Are you sure that was an iceberg? I told you it was an iceberg. Okay, it was an iceberg.
Pretty much.
Anybody see this iceberg? It melted already. Okay.
So another theory is that planned explosives were planted in the hull, which blew a hole from the inside out. Not an iceberg, which would have been from the outside in.
Oh, you'd be able to tell from the way the metal was bent, though, wouldn't you? Surely.
Exactly. So the damage in the wreckage corresponds more with an explosion rather than damage from an iceberg.
A puncture wound, yeah, okay, yeah. Fair enough, yeah.
So that is an idea. Some of the wreckage does show, like, you know, metal bending outwards as if it was an explosion from the inside.
That's plausible. It's also plausible that metal is going to bend one way or another, and once it's then drifted down to the bottom of the ocean, 2.5 miles down, or however deep it is, under that much pressure of water compressing itself against the ocean floor, would that metal not bend again?
Very possible. Another theory is that there was an explosion after the iceberg, which...
Or that. Yeah, yeah. Or that.
I've got a couple of funny ones for you.
Go on.
A couple of funny conspiracies. So the Catholic workmen that noticed the ship's numbers was 390904. And in the mirror, it spells out "No Pope." So the workers... Oh, that's fitting.
That's fitting, isn't that's it? Fitting. He literally just died the other day.
I mean...
he couldn't... Oh. He was... How about this one?
Yeah, that's better. That's the one. Wrong button there. Yeah. So the workers believe the Titanic was cursed due to no Pope.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
the time... Was there, in fact, no Pope at the time?
I think there was. I think this is the first time in a long time there hasn't been a Pope.
Well, when one dies, it does take like several weeks or months before another one gets elected. That's what I mean. Was it in that time?
So we were saying this earlier. I really like the idea of like an X Factor style like version auditioning to be the Pope.
Audition to be the Pope. Yeah. Check my moves out. So, I can throw my robes this way.
Like, what
show
can you
a little
do?
Cheek.
I'm good at the hula hoop. Stuff like that. It's just like they're auditioning for the Pope.
Watch me blow bubbles with my nostrils.
Just a string of people. People that aren't even like religious just being like, oh, I reckon I could do the job of the Pope. Just lining up, giving it a go. Because you get them on X Factor, don't you? The people that actually have talent that think they're good. But yeah, no, Catholic workers thought... It was cursed because it said no Pope.
Fair enough. Backwards, in the mirror.
Yeah.
It was the devil's work.
And there was another curse.
Another one?
Another one. So, this is actually not true. I looked it up. I fact-checked this one.
Right.
This is not true whatsoever, but conspiracy theorists, some of them believe that this is a reason. The Titanic was secretly... transporting for J.P. Morgan a sarcophagus and a tomb from the British Museum to New York to go into their museum.
Okay.
So there was a curse of a mummy because...
I can see why that would be a conspiracy theory, but... I know there was a lot of riches and a lot of, you know, personal belongings and stuff that was worth a lot of money on the Titanic, but about... transporting an Egyptian sarcophagus seems a bit of a stretch to me.
Well, I looked it up and, like, it said by all reports that that's never happened.
Fair enough.
Like, New York has their own sarcophagus and stuff like that.
Yeah, probably. It
would the British Museum.
Putting a shipping container and taken over on a shipping vessel,
But in 1912, there is no record of the British Museum sending anything or a sarcophagus over to New York. So that didn't happen.
Fair enough.
Now, there is evidence to...
Oh, is this the debunking part? Should we put it to... at the moment, how much do you believe that it would be the Olympic? The Olympia? Olympic, yeah? I think there's a good strong basis for it based on your previous descriptions that the Olympic was old, it was only a year older than the Titanic or whatever. It had more money spent on it though, but wasn't insured. But they insured the Titanic, that was a less valuable ship. Mm-hmm. This is strange to me.
If you would have asked me a few days ago, do I believe in the conspiracy theory and stuff? Because it's one of those conspiracy theories that I've been hearing for a few years now. I've been told this, I've seen that. So if you would have asked me a few days ago, I would have said, yeah, I think it's plausible. I'm probably 7.5, maybe 8 out of 10.
I'd probably agree with you there.
Yeah, but then since doing the research, there's a few things here that you just can't dispute, which kind of proved to me that it is the Titanic.
Okay, well, let's crack our knuckles and
so
get into it then. The final furlong.
I mean, starting off easy, the historic accounts of the survivors.
Well, I suppose, yeah, they were there.
You know, yeah, there was eyewitness accounts. I think all of them have passed away now from the Titanic.
I wouldn't be surprised,
Obviously we're talking, you know, 20, 25 years ago. There were still survivors around and they were doing documentaries.
When it was 1912, the Titanic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, 112 years ago.
Historic accounts,
13 years ago.
Eyewitness accounts, they were like, it's definitely an iceberg, I was there, saw it. So
yeah, fair enough.
That's the first bit. Astor, Guggenheim and Strauss would have also benefited from a Federal Reserve, and there is actual evidence to say that Strauss was actually in favour and supported Morgan.
Right, yeah. Well, so, rich people are going to be in favour of that sort of thing, aren't they?
Exactly, so that's one thing. The Titanic was actually underinsured. So...
underinsured. Oh,
yeah. It was actually.
So is this where your facts didn't check out? They insured it for 1.5 million, but it didn't actually cost that.
They insured it for 5 million.
Right.
But the Titanic cost 7.5 million.
Not 1.5 million.
No.
Well, that's what you said earlier.
I know. That's what I'm confused about.
You did. You did definitely say that it was like 1.5 million and the Olympic was 7.5 million.
I think that's meant to be a 7.5 and I think that's meant to be 9.5 for the Olympic. Either way. I mean, it wouldn't be a...
Josh messing up his research as usual.
I mean, surprise. It's not a Josh presentation without some sort of mess up. No, so the Titanic was underinsured. So it cost 7.5 million, but it was only insured for 5 million because they heavily believed that it wasn't going to sink.
It wasn't going to sink. It was an unsinkable ship, wasn't it?
So JP Morgan and White Star Line would have actually lost millions if it was an insurance job. So that kind of checks out. But the biggest indisputable evidence is the Titanic and the Olympic had serial numbers. From the wreckage...
Yeah, they would have, yeah.
The Titanic number is 401 and the Olympic was 400.
Right.
All of the stuff from the wreckage that they could salvage all had 401, which is the Titanic number.
Okay.
So that's the biggest bit of evidence that suggests to me that you can't...
And like everything fitted on the ship has got that serial number...
Yeah.
Printed on it or something somewhere.
A lot of stuff. Even,
Like the anchor or something would have...
Most of the interior, even like one couch somewhere would have that serial number with a gold plate, or it would be etched into the wood. So a lot of stuff had it. It was a very like they've repeated it a lot for several things inside and outside the ship. So most wreckage that they found would have had some sort of serial number, and it every single bit of it was 401, and the Olympic was 400.
It might have been a cut and shut, though, mightn't it?
The thing is, if you go by the theory of J.P. Morgan switching the colours and everything like that, you basically would have to make a whole new ship again to change all the serial numbers, because there's that much in it.
James Cameron managed it.
James Cameron does what James Cameron does for James Cameron. So that's pretty much all I got. It was kind of short little conspiracy, but I dug into it and I couldn't really find
much
credence to it. So it's one of those ones for me. It's a fun conspiracy.
But I like it.
When you learn the truth, you're like, okay, that's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I like it, but based on your evidence and literally that last little paragraph there.
Mm. It's no longer an eight, is it?
It's not an eight. It's no longer an eight.
I felt the same way. I felt like a deflated balloon animal.
Yeah. So,
well, I once was an inflated poodle, and now I'm a little deflated slug.
I'm just going to go the other end of the scale and say it's a two until proven otherwise.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair.
I like it. I'd love to believe that the Titanic was actually the unsinkable ship, and it was the Olympic that perished.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, don't make for quite such a famous story, does it, either?
No. I mean, the Titanic is very iconic.
It is.
I think the idea books. That...
Do you remember both of us came up with... found the research in our research about that guy that predicted it and wrote that book called The Titan or whatever it was. And I think that's a much, much more better... It'd be higher on the paranormality scale than the actual story of the Titanic, because, like you say, but all evidence suggests that it did actually sink, and someone predicted it.
Yeah. So no conspiracies here on my belief. I think it was just a boring old shipwreck, you know.
Davy Jones claimed that one as well.
Yeah. So if you're giving it a two, I don't know what. I just think 3.8 comes to my mind.
Yeah.
I like the idea of the conspiracy theory, and I don't give JP Morgan and those people that much credit. I really do think it was just an iceberg and an unfortunate accident. I don't think there's anything to it.
Yeah, that's fair.
But the conspiracy's cool.
I think that would give us a 2.9 average.
I don't know. I just wanted to applaud you.
Thank you. I'll take an applause anytime.
You know me. I'm a big fan of conspiracy theories. I like thinking outside the box. I like looking into things.
You were definitely looking forward to this one.
I like doing deep dives on conspiracy theories.
And you've put this one off for quite a while.
And this one, I kind of wish I just knew the conspiracy theory. I wish I didn't deep dive into it, because there's really not that much. It's a shame, you know. But I don't want to end on a bad note. I don't want to end on something so anticlimactic. So I'm just going to remind you, what a great story Hugh Williams was.
Yes.
What an amazing coincidence.
That actually was you should have made that most the body of the...
There's not much to that.
There wasn't a lot to it, though, was there? No. And we wouldn't have been able to take the pee out of Jack and Rose.
Jill? Oh, yeah.
Jack and Rose.
Again, yeah, I've not seen Titanic. I don't know their names. I was going to say Jack and Jill.
You need to go and watch Titanic.
I definitely don't. I know the ending. So
it is actually quite a good film.
I've heard this, but I've also been told Brokeback Mountain's a good film. And I need to watch that.
It's
apparently
a bit freaking different.
Yeah.
But no, it is a long film, but it's a good film, and I do recommend Titanic. It's old now. I wouldn't imagine that many young people are even interested in watching it these days. But the special effects were good for their time.
Is it fairly close to like what actually happened?
Yes. Yeah. Very.
So in theory, if I watched a documentary on the Titanic, I've watched a better version of the film. Is that accurate?
Maybe.
Or do I need to see someone getting painted like French girls or whatever the quote is?
No, that's not one of the better parts of the film, to be fair.
But I heard there's free boob.
There is boob. There is boob. There's side boob.
Ah, side boob? Oh, I'm watching it tonight. Yeah, yeah. That sounds great. Sign me up. Oh, that's why it's called the Titanic.
Yeah, there you go. See? Yeah.
And we've come full circle.
Yeah, we have. We have. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please hit us up with a comment saying how much you've enjoyed it, why you enjoyed it, and why you think Josh has just turned on himself for... turning away from the conspiracy theory.
This one
but,
was a sad
but
one.
I don't blame him, in fairness.
I still love conspiracy theories. I'll quite happily cover them.
We'll still find some, and we've definitely got some in the pipeline.
Oh, yes.
And until next time, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
This has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta!
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
That's the sound of the Titanic alarms.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, it went, buy our merch.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.